here in the media center with the NHRA Mickey Thompson Tires Pro Bike Battle winner, Matt Smith. Matt, this is your first win in this special event. Talk about what this means to you.
This is just huge for our team. I mean, for us not having a sponsor and pulling this off against, you know, a major factory team like that is a pretty big deal. We're kind of the low dog of the pole out here, but, you know, for us to do that, we've got a great bike, and like I said before, we're looking for sponsorship to finish the year. We got a bike that can win this championship, you know, and I'm riding good, so hopefully something will come up and we'll finish the year out with somebody.
Awesome. Questions from the media.
did you feel like you needed a whole shot to beat him in the final?
Yeah, I knew I needed 200 to 300, so I figured we could run 77, 78. We've been struggling with the bike going left all weekend. Got down about 8th mile that time, and it was totally out of the groove, so I was just trying to keep it where it wasn't spinning so bad. I could feel it spinning, but I just tried to stay as tucked as I could and watch for my wind light. You know, I've been bitten here before. Last year I got bit in the finals, and so just hopefully it wasn't going to happen again, and I saw my wind light come on, and man, I was excited.
Given your budget issues, how big a difference will that $25,000 make for the rest of the season?
Oh, that's huge. You know, Angie got a good sponsor from Denso this year, and of course everybody knows what happened to me at the first race, so for me to run out of my own pocket this whole year, this is big for me. So I can't say enough, you know, for everybody helping me out, you know, and Sadie's doing our PR stuff now, so I really thank her too for joining us. Yeah. Yeah, we're gonna try to fix her motor in her Supercon car. But no, Lucas Oil and Denso and Mark Stock, Seth and Lee, all the guys that's helped me. You know, we had a guy, Greg Butcher, come on board with us for this 2-race swing out here to help us with a little bit of money to get out to the West Coast and back. And I told him I'd get him on TV somehow, and I think we did. We did it in a good way for him.
There's been plenty of times that you've been the favored bike out here racing wherever we're at. But then there's times that you're just like fighting for your existence. Do you sometimes believe that you're more dangerous then than when you're the favorite?
Sometimes, you know, if you look at our last 3 years, you know, we brought victory into the sport 3 years ago, and that was a big deal. But the problem is we had a good budget, but we just didn't have the aerodynamics and the bodywork. And then last year with Polaris, the last year of my contract, we developed a new motor. So I've always been behind the eight ball when I had some money behind me. And just really wish we've got the motors running good, they're living, and just really wish we could get some funding that would let us run the way we need to run. And I think if we could do that, we could really show what we really got.
Well, when you get funding, you get behind the eight ball. So who wants the funding?
The biggest problem is that when we get the funding, they want to change body works, or they want to change and design a new motor. And that's what we don't need to do. We've got good pieces right now. Actually, I got a new body coming. We'll debut it at Brainerd. And we're going to retire Old Blue probably for a little bit, and we're going to come out with a Red Rocket at Brainerd.
Wonderful. Best of luck tomorrow. Congratulations.
Thank you. Appreciate it.